This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We are talking today about the disaster that struck the nations along the shorelines of the Indian Ocean over the weekend as the death toll continues to mount. Stay tuned to NPR News for continuing coverage of this crisis. At the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Iwo Beach, Hawaii, scientists knew when the earthquake had hit off the coast of Sumatra, but they did not have a communication system linked to the countries in the path of the ensuing tsunami, nor did they know exactly the strength or direction of those tsunamis. There is, as we now all know, no tsunami warning system in the Indian Ocean area. Joining us now is Charles McCreary, director of the center there in Hawaii. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. McCreary.
You're glad to join you.
Describe for us the instruments and communication systems that are involved in the tsunami warning system in the Pacific Ocean.
Well, the tsunami warning system in the Pacific, and it operates based on seismic sensors that quickly detect the occurrence of any large earthquake around the Pacific Basin. And based on the data that arrives at the seismic sensors, our center can rapidly compute the location of the earthquake and its magnitude. And based on the location and magnitude, we have some idea about whether that earthquake has the capability to generate a tsunami.
And there's, regrettably, a fair amount of experience of this in the Pacific Ocean.
Well, that's true. And our warning center here has been operating since 1949, and we've had the responsibility for the international responsibility since 1965. But the confirmation of the tsunami then comes from the sea level readings that we get from around the Pacific.
How do you get sea level readings?
Well, we have about 100 coastal gauges. These are sometimes called tide gauges, but they're gauges that transmit their data over a satellite link to the center, usually on an hourly interval.
These are buoys.
Well, and then we also have buoys. The coastal gauges are one part of the sea level measurement system, and the newest part is some deep ocean sensors that the sensors are actually sit on the ocean floor, but they measure the pressure of a passing tsunami and are sensitive enough to, if the tsunami is even 1 centimeter in height on the ocean, these sensors can detect it. And they transmit their signal to a buoy, which in turn transmits it to a satellite back to our center.
If it's it's on the ocean floor, that can be 17, 20, 25,000 feet down.
That's right. But that's the only way that we know of at this point to be able to measure these small waves, because even a very destructive tsunami like we had 2 days ago in the Indian Ocean, in the deep part of the ocean, those waves were probably no larger than about a meter.
3 feet or so, yeah.
Yes.
How much do those buoys cost?
Well, a rough estimate is about $250,000 for each buoy.
And obviously you've got to have a lot of them.
Well, right now we have six in the Pacific that the U.S. has installed. And Chile has also purchased two of these buoys, and they have installed one of them so far and are planning to install a second.
And then I presume you have a communication system set up so you can relay the news to wherever a tsunami might be headed.
Well, that's right, and that's a key part of the system, is having a communications system not only to get from us out to designated national authorities, but those designated national authorities also have to be able to quickly relay that information to coastal populations, and then in turn the coastal populations need to act to know what that means and to act on it right away.
And is this just word on the radio station, or are there sirens on the beach? What?
Well, in Hawaii, we do have sirens, and the sirens in Hawaii basically mean tune to your radio and TV to find out what's going on. And so if there's a tsunami evacuation that's been called, then sirens will sound, and people can listen to the radio or TV and know they're supposed to evacuate. But in different parts of the Pacific, this dissemination has to be done by different means. Lots of areas aren't covered by siren systems, and so they need other methods.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I'm sure you're aware, there are calls to establish one of these systems in the Indian Ocean area. There hadn't been major tsunamis there for quite some time.
No, in fact, this tsunami is the only one of that size that's ever occurred in the Indian Ocean in historical times.
Ever?
Yes.
So is there, in your mind, obviously, given the events of the past couple of days, would the expense to install such a system be justified?
Well, of course. The form of this system may not be identical to what we have in the Pacific, but there are many different steps that can be taken to help prepare communities for tsunamis and to provide some level of warning without necessarily having something that's quite as extensive as we have in the Pacific. Obviously, when you're likely to have one of these events only once every several hundred years, that has to be considered as balanced against how much resources you're going to devote to running that system for those several hundred years until you have the event.
What about the Atlantic Basin? Is that another place where should we be thinking about that now?
Sure. Well, I think what's going to happen now is that this event is going to raise awareness throughout the world about this hazard, and that when it happens, it can be so destructive that for all the other ocean basins in the world that aren't covered by a tsunami warning system, that even have just a very rare threat, we need to have developed warning and mitigation capabilities in all those regions.
And I think it's important to remember that while earthquakes can certainly trigger tsunamis, other events can as well.
That's absolutely right. Earthquakes are the most common source of tsunamis, but tsunamis can also be generated by landslides and submarine landslides, by volcanoes in the sea, and they would even be generated by some kind of asteroid impact into the Earth.
Mm. I was reading today of a meeting to discuss this in to set up for next year in Kobe, Japan, under the auspices of the United Nations. Would you be expecting to attend that?
Yes, I'm attending that meeting, and of course, a week ago, we had no idea of what would be such a focus of that meeting, but now I know that's going to be a big topic.
The meeting had been set up even before these events.
Yes, this meeting's been in planning for a long, long time, so it's the organizers have been trying to adjust as quickly as possible to their agenda so that this subject of tsunamis can be discussed.
Might want to make the press room a little larger than initially planned. I suspect a few reporters may show up.
I have a good idea that's going to happen.
Director McCreary, thanks very much for taking the time out. We know you're extremely busy today. We appreciate it.
Okay, it was a pleasure talking with you.
Charles McCreary is director of the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Iwa Beach in Hawaii. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation, which is coming to you from NPR News.